We've got Damien Cook joining us, as we do each and every week. I don't get to chat to you too often, Damien. It's great to have you on the show. And I know that, you know, there's going to be some tough questions from the lads over the next sort of 5 to 10 minutes. I can't help but wonder, is it about now you start to regret agreeing to a contract to come onto this show once a week throughout the course of the season?
Hey, guys. It's good to be back on. I caught off the bench to get on a Tuesday, so yeah. Thanks for having me on early in the week. It has been a tough start to the season. No doubt, you know, winning as Loz will too, and winning fixes everything. And at the moment, just getting that first one out of the way would have been really good on the weekend against the Roosters, especially against the Roosters. But it ended up being probably our worst performance of the year. So we had a good review, really good review on the weekend, and put it to bed really early. And we know what direction we've got to work through and work in. Sorry, and it comes down to just working a lot harder at training and working harder for each other.
Yeah, Cookie, a lot of people have got different theories on why South aren't playing well and why you're not winning games. I want to ask you just a couple of things. All the right messages are coming out of South about being united, and all the messages are, we're all together, we're behind the coach, we're not far off our best. What gives you the confidence that you can bring the best on the weekend? Because what we're seeing at the moment, I think you're a long way from your best.
Yeah, what we looked at on the weekend, what's probably been what disappointing is, you know, not the losses, but the points, especially on the weekend, that we let in. And we put that down to, you know, there's a lot of kick tries we've had an issue with over the first three games. There's been a lot of effort put in places. But, you know, just at those small moments when, you know, on the weekend, obviously, everyone that watched the game would notice that, you know, Roosters just look like they wanted the ball more. And there's going to be games like that sometimes, but, there shouldn't have been against those guys. And that's probably where we let ourselves down, our teammates down. It's just at certain moments when the ball's in the air, we just need to work a bit harder and want it more. And, the likes of the Teddy, the way he scored that try was a good example of it. So, for us, you just have to look around the change rooms and realise the talent that we have, and I guess that's why we're getting a lot of outside noise, expecting a lot more of us because we do have a great side here. So for us, we spoke about maybe we had a really good pre-season, but since we've both been back here, especially from the States, and that maybe we've just been trying to maintain sort of stand, not work harder and fix what we need to fix. So that's what we've done this week. And, no doubt, every time we go out and put that jersey on, everyone wants to play for that jersey and they want to win. We're not going out there to lose, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, no doubt, I'd like to think yesterday we had a really good session. We trained really hard and that's what we're going to continue to do and keep trusting, the processes that we put in place in pre-season.
Cookie, what changes from your senior players? And I know you're a part of that. As frustrating as I'm sure, well, I'll say it for you, that you started on the bench. Loz and I spoke about that this morning and think they got that wrong. But what is the role of the senior players this week leading up to this game? Because I think in any team, when you go through a period like this, the young players are looking to someone, and the senior players know this is part of your responsibility. So what changes this week for a lot of you boys? Because you've got a number of brilliant senior players that have I'm sure been in situations like this before.
Yeah. To be honest with the bench thing, it was more to manage myself. To be honest, I know there's a lot of noise come out about a lot of things, but it was just with the prep that I had leading into round one and stuff like that. So knowing that was going to be a big game, we tried a certain game plan and, we'll probably look to go back to normal, this weekend. But for our senior player, we're the ones that like exactly what leaders do and lead the way. We're going to be out there. We're going to be the best on ground this weekend. And I think, especially when it comes to effort, we're going to look like we're, definitely supporting each other on the field, whatever everyone does, and then definitely backing each other up and putting in, the best performances and leading the way for our team. So, for those five that are in that group, that's what we have to do this week.
We get a lot of messages about Latrell and Cody, particularly, and I guess because of what, you know, the perception and stuff that's been said in the past around they control the team and no one tells them what to do and blah, 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 which, again, right or wrong, it could be completely different perception versus reality. Who does, though? If, let's say, Latrell's not playing as well as you would like or Cody's not playing as well as you'd like, who does have that tough conversation with, you know, two superstars of the game? Who has the courage to do that? And is there that ultimate respect for your coach particularly that he's got the freedom to do that inside your four walls?
Yeah, definitely. It comes from the coach and the other senior players. Mm. And, you know, we meet every Monday before the start of every week and go through a bit of a debrief of what we liked on the weekend, what we didn't like, what we liked on and off the field at training as well. So that all comes down to pretty much every Monday morning that we go through that. And, you know, Cody's our, you know, I know he wears a six, but, you know, he's our guy who runs the attack and has for a long time. And so, but at the moment, when there's not much, we're not holding them to the ball. We're making silly errors. Like last week, we struggled to get to fifth tackle in good ball. There was opportunities where two times where we could have scored crucial tries that would have eased the scoreboard pressure. Next thing you know, we're losing in the play the ball. So it's got to come down to individuals and everyone holding each other accountable as well, and everyone looking after, you know, their own little mistakes as well and owning up to that. So that's what we've done. It just can't come down to, you know, two guys that normally finish off every play for us. We've got to give them an opportunity to play off the back of. So I think that's where everyone as a team's got to be better. And that's all at the moment, ever across the board in what we're doing. We just have to be better in everything we do.
Yeah, and some of those errors you're making are very simple errors too, which shouldn't be occurring. But one thing, me as a watcher, I look at South and I'm watching them, and I think one thing that needs to improve is just the way you start and go after a game in defence.
Yeah.
And you've got to be hungry at that part of the game first. And I think what I've always found is if you get that right, I think the other stuff naturally just flows on. But if you're trying to get your plays on and be not fancy, but just get your rhythm with the football first, I think sometimes that can backfire. And I think when you're under pressure, you've got to go back to starting with the way and how you defend.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. And we spoke about that a little bit yesterday, about just how much of the game, of that 80 minutes, the ball's actually in your hands individually and as a team, and then how much is in on defence. But the rest comes down to effort across the field. So you're probably right, like focusing too much on the attack. And then, you know, when we're getting a bit behind on score and we're looking for that win too, we probably get a bit frustrated and anxious how we play as well. So, you know, like I said, if we won on the weekend, this week would be a whole different story. They're probably talking about, you know, South beating a quality Roosters side and back on track. But, you know, so that's where we do have to pull it all back to defence and work harder, especially at the start of the game. You're right. You know, but leaking some points at the start and putting that ball pressure on straight away. But, you know, that's where we've definitely got to start better in that sense, and then earn the right to attack when we get the ball and be patient and be willing to go set for set with those teams. But at the moment, when we have those silly errors in the ruck that, you know, individuals are making and stuff like that, that don't normally happen when the team's humming along, you know, that just, it all piles on one after the other.
Yeah. Well, you get a great opportunity this Friday to prove the doubters wrong, taking on a Bulldog side who had their best victory of the season last weekend against the Tigers. They defended really well. They started to get things happening with the ball. Now, you've had a good record against them over the last couple of years on that Good Friday match. So, you know, what have you looked at from them that you see that might be of concern to you?
Yeah, we've been... Good Friday is always a great occasion. I think it's very busy out there and everyone get a really good crowd out there. So it's normally a really good game as well, respective of where anyone's been on the ladder at the time. You know, but now I went and actually watched them. I was out at the Sharks Bulldogs game 2 weeks ago and watched them. And they're playing a great brand of footy, especially the way they're looking to lock teams, especially in their, you know, that left-hand corner. They're kicking down and they got kick out and those boys kick chase and trying to lock them down that corner. They've been quite physical with that. So they're real disciplined with how they do that. And obviously, they've got the likes of Critter there now. He was a big help with getting them out of yardage. So a bit of that class on that edge is definitely probably picked up where the Bulldogs were last year. But they're playing with a lot of confidence with the ball as well. So, you know, I thought they were a good chance to beat the Sharks that day. So obviously lost probably in the last 30 minutes. And then they had a good win on the weekend. So their momentum's definitely building. And ours needs to start. So it should be one hell of a game. But like you said, it's got to come back to our focus of, you know, D'ing up first and being disciplined with the ball and earning the right. We know we've got the points in us. That's for sure. You look across our team, we know we've got some good attacking players. So that's where the focus is going to be for us this week, is just being more physical and wanting it more and want to go out there and show it.
As you well know, the Rabbits have a remarkable Good Friday record, 5 straight against the Bulldogs on Good Friday. Best of luck, and we hope you can make it 6.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, Cookie.